our little eunuch friend Brendan over here. Welcome to Why Did They Do That? A show where three friends read up and discuss stories that entertain and baffle us. Coming to you this week are myself, Alan, Ben, and Brendan for what we hope will be quite a long episode.
Hello, Alan. Hello, Brendan.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, boys.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a very long time.
So I listened to the episode that we brought out last week, and it was when we were slagging off how long it had been since we last spoke. But that doesn't tell the full story, does it? Because we recorded the episode after about 6 weeks, but then we released it after a further 6 weeks. So it's like 3 months.
Wait, you can't rush art.
Yeah, true. That's true.
No, you can't rush art. It's a process. It's a process.
Plus, so the listeners are unhappy with our frequency. Tell them to get their money back.
Yeah, that's it. All of you people out there complaining and fucking Instagramming me, I've already started swearing.
You were so swearing the last one.
That last episode, I was really drunk, I think.
Yeah, you were.
Really drunk, because you could tell because we rabbled on. But anyway, to all of you that kindly messaged me on Instagram after I put a post up saying that we're coming back, and you said about fucking time and things like that. Honestly, how about you bring a podcast out? I'll listen to your mess.
I don't know. I think it's quite supportive. They just missed us, you know. Thanks, folks. We've missed you too. I mean, we don't really. It's a one way relationship, really.
I don't even miss you two.
It may have been 6-7 months since we last recorded, but it's only been a couple of weeks since we've seen each other.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me what you've been up to since we last saw each other, Alan Burnet?
Oh, so I've been hectic at school, but the start of the December months brings the festivities. We have purchased a Christmas tree. It's now standing proudly in our living room. The kids are doing well. Wife's doing well. I've just been busy as anything at work, to be honest with you. I'm definitely just looking forward to a Christmas break, to be fair. But we did spend the weekend in Nottingham watching the rugby and getting absolutely hammered. I believe one of us rolled around in leaves.
One of us nearly passed out outside of a pub when he was halfway down. Can you remember when he, I'm not going to say which one of us it was. I think everyone will be able to guess. Can you remember when he went to go upstairs, Alan, when we were in that final pub, and then he fell back down the stairs immediately? And I was like, we're going to get thrown out.
Oh, God. He was so hammered.
I remember that person as well, that knobhead. Remember when he pulled the card reader off the bar? He was so drunk that he thought it was a robot attacking.
Honestly, how that barman served us, I'll never know. But obviously, we left pretty quickly when you almost fell off your chair, and we just decided just to not drink our drinks and then leave.
You see, you're not playing the game anymore, Brendan. You keep saying when you nearly fell off the chair.
Oh, sorry.
You're already discounting yourself from being part of this.
Sorry,
I remember when you nearly fell off your chair. Yeah, all right.
I think everybody listening to this. I think that even people that don't know me know that there's no way I'd get in that state, mate.
The thing is, I think people will think it's me, and it's not. So
yeah, it weren't me.
I think, just for clarification, everybody, it was definitely 100% Ben. Which I was surprised, because normally it's Alan that does that kind of shit.
Normally it's me.
I'm not saying it was me. But I'm not saying it wasn't me. Yeah. There's every possibility it probably was, but I also think you should consider the possibility that it wasn't me either.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the highlight, I loved spending time with the senior again, dudes, but one of the highlights for me was the hotel review. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
That was good, wasn't it? I tell you what, that hotel, if anybody is ever going to Nottingham and they need to stay in a hotel, do not stay in, what's the name of the hotel? The Cotswolds.
Double
the Cotswold Hotel.
I know, yeah. The owner of it, basically, he told us so much about his life. We know that he raises donkeys and does donkey racing. He has a daughter in Australia. He draws a pension in Australia because I think the currency value is better. And he supports his daughter with that. He's been married for 35 years. And 2 weeks ago, he basically knocked out this fellow who was in his hotel because he was making noise at night. I don't even know this guy's first name. And I know all of that.
We know all of that. And all we did was say, all right, mate, can we check in? It was insane, wasn't it? Absolutely insane. But honestly, lads, cracking weekend that was.
Oh,
absolutely cracking. I think my favourite part of it, without a shadow of a doubt, was a barman that was behind the bar in fake Norway screaming, what the fuck did you just say to her, mate? When none of us had said anything. offered all three of us out. All right, 10 men, get back down, will you?
I remember quite clearly. Obviously, we were quite jovial. We weren't rude because I don't think any one of us would allow either one to be rude to anyone, especially in a bar situation. I remember going up there and we were just being our loud, funny selves, which not everyone can appreciate sometimes, just having a joke with each other. And then while the girl was serving us, I said, I bet you hope we die tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy came out, what the fuck are you saying to her? And I was like, dude, this is not your day. Just walk under there.
Brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. So that was good.
So, Brendan, how have you been?
Since Nottingham?
Yeah.
I've hungover, to be honest.
Anything else? Anything else? Are you well?
I've, mate, honestly, feel top of the world.
Feel comfortable.
Feel nice, comfortable.
Padded seat.
Not really. So, I feel good. Not much has happened. Not much. It's Christmas. I haven't got a 16-foot tree in my house like Alan because my living room does not allow that. Everything else is fine, mate. To be honest, kids are great. Lucy's great. Work's really busy at the moment, and it's been a nightmare getting staff. You know, only 2 weeks left, and then it doesn't. It's not as busy anymore, so it quiets down. So that's fine. And that's it. Nothing at all. Nothing else to report. Oh, there is one thing.
What's that then?
My bollocks are killing me, mate.
Benji, how have you been since Nottingham?
Oh, yeah, changing lives. You know how I be.
Strong. Okay.
Right, boys. Let's crack on with this. Brendan, I believe you are leading us in.
I am indeed, Ben. I am indeed. As everyone might have noticed, Ben's got a cold again. So, mine is from that reliable journalistic report called Lad Bible. Ooh. I don't know whether anyone's ever heard of it. So, surgeon fined after amputating wrong leg of a patient. So, a surgeon has been fined €2,700 or £2,301 after amputating the wrong leg from one of their patients. During a tribunal in the city of Linz, Austria, on the 1st of December, it was heard that the 43-year-old doctor had marked the wrong leg of the 82-year-old patient. According to reports, the patient's left leg required removing due to a previous illness. However, the doctor marked up his right leg. The man was due to undergo an operation in hospital back in May. According to the defendant, the mix-up was a case of human error, and she told the hearing that she didn't know how it all happened. It was claimed by the surgeon involved that the incident was a result of a systematic problem rather than an individual error. She said that errors in surgical planning had taken place because no page information was given in the patient file, which is why a review was not possible. However, the judge found the medic guilty of gross negligence and she was fined over €2,000, half of which was suspended. The court also awarded €5,000 in damages to the widow of the patient, who sadly died before the case could be brought. I don't think he died because he didn't have any legs. Maybe they amputated both legs and he just couldn't get to the fridge anymore. Despite the seemingly glaring mistake, it was only discovered a couple of days later during a routine bandage change when horrified nurses spotted what had happened. Speaking at the time, a hospital official apologised and said it was a result of sequence of unfortunate circumstances. Surgeon involved has since been moved to another clinic and has the opportunity to appeal. There we go, lads. How'd you feel about that?
I mean, wow.
Two things. The first one, response, is the verbal equivalent of shrugging your shoulders.
Yeah.
What happened? I don't know. Bad eye, innit?
I messed up. What are you going to do?
Not my fault. Second thing, she essentially was fined €1,000. You can get fined more for littering.
Yeah.
That's obscene.
It's, mate, absolutely mental. What do you think, Al?
I mean, the beauty of it is now I know how much a leg costs in Austria. To be honest with you, I'm going to save up and I'm going to just go and buy a couple of legs, just spare knocking about legs, do you know what I mean? So that's the first thing for me that was just incredible. The second thing, it took them 2 days. This guy is sitting there without a leg going, I definitely can't feel my right leg, but my left leg is still in agony.
Any?
Yeah.
What happened?
How did it take him 2 days? How did he not just speak up and say, so, I had an itch on my right leg and I tried to scratch it and there was nothing there, which made me believe you've taken the wrong one.
Someone's dropped the ball here, pal. I've still got the bad one and the good one's gone. So,
and what's this when they say this is a bit like when they say we had a systematic error? Well, what system is in place that confuses left and right? Like, there's just so many flaws in that story.
Do you reckon it's because someone comes in and says, oh, my left leg really hurts, but because they're looking at them, they look to their left and go, oh, that one, no, that's my right leg. No, it's on my left, mate. Yeah.
That's what happens.
It's not the way it goes. So I was at my parents' house today and I read this story to my father. And my dad turned around and said, it used to happen all the time. I was like, what? And he said, honestly, he said it used to, years ago, it used to happen all the time. He said, that's why now they use the permanent, well, they use the marker. He said, and they'll put an arrow. He said, so if you're having an operation on an ear, he said, then they will put a red arrow pointing at the ear that you're having an operation on so they don't get it wrong. And he said, but that never used to happen. The reason why they do that now is because of the mistakes that they made.
We learn, don't we, as a population?
Well, you think we learn, but this person has even put an arrow on the correct leg. This happened in 2021. This happened 4 days ago, mate.
No, like, so
how has that gone on?
But they put a cross, didn't they? Not an arrow. So they must have looked at the cross and thought, so not this one.
And then as she's sawing the leg off, where's that tick, man?
It's like, I tell you what, I'm surprised it's not that one because that is gangrenous as fuck.
He should have really had that one taken off, not this good one.
It's like green and moldy, like 7-day-old bread. What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, obviously, what happened to the 82-year-old man, which then led to his death a few days later. Maybe the shock of not being able to, not having any legs anymore. Like, I don't know.
Maybe he was just so annoyed. He just died. Everything stopped because he was so mad about what happened.
Is that what happened? Just gone.
I consider myself to be a pretty forgiving guy, but I draw the line somewhere. Do you know what I mean? If I woke up and they'd taken the wrong leg, wrong arm or whatever, or, you know, I went for a vasectomy, as you know, just on top of my head as a medical procedure, and they got the wrong thing, I'd be mad as hell. I wouldn't be that forgiving. because you can make a mistake like, sorry, I brought the wrong food out, or sorry, I processed your payment late, but sorry, you can no longer roller skate. It's not a good.
Sorry, but you know you were gonna, you know you're gonna hop everywhere. Well, unfortunately,
God, because they were supposed to take that leg, weren't they? So he's not gonna be able to hop.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So no, he was gonna be able to hop because he was still gonna be left with one good leg, but now he has only one bad leg that still needs amputating. So
he's just gonna roll around.
Do you reckon they'd put him in? You've seen you know the dogs where they've got like wheels. Reckon that's what they'd put him on, so he'd have to like crawl everywhere with his arms, but his ass would be suspended by a go kart.
That's quite a frightening explicit image you've created there.
Good though, isn't it? Imagine how fast you'd go.
You'd be rapid.
Yeah.
He's dead though. He's brain bred.
Yeah. So he's and his not... wife, bless her, she got 5,000 euros in damages.
5,000 euros
damages. I'd lose my absolute, surely. I mean, Austria. I thought Austria were decent as a country. I thought they cared for their population. Obviously he's got not. 2,000 for a leg and 5 grand in damages. He damaged me. That's mate, proper damage.
Can you just imagine 7 grand? You've just lost your husband and you've been paid out 7 grand because the hospital that were obviously to blame for it have gone, yeah, we are to blame. We're really sorry. Here's £7,000. All right. Cheers, mate. What is that going to buy me? Can't even buy a car. Like, it's fucking hell, man. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I'm just going to go and have a 3-course meal somewhere. Cheers. Thanks for that. See you later.
At least give her the good leg back so she can
sell it.
Yeah. Sell it to someone like Al, who's Brewster's and just buys appendages willy-nilly.
Where did you get that leg from, Al? It's behind that frame in your above your fireplace.
Some Austrian widow.
Yeah, that leg is now 83 years old.
Please don't smell the leg.
Apparently, if you look at the inside of the bone, you can tell how old the person is because of the rings.
Right, like a tree. Yeah, like a tree.
That's exactly what happened.
That's quite harrowing. Medical malpractice is quite terrifying. I'm glad that we live in a country where our health services is well funded and governed.
Anyway. God, that is a harrowing story.
It's absolutely awful. To be fair, I went through a lot of stories, but as we know, Ben, you stole my story.
Sorry.
You didn't steal. You literally saw it an hour before I did. I was when you sent the link, but the link was just to the homepage. I was like, oh, I hope he's not gone for the one that I've gone for. Lo and behold, it bloody was. So anyway, but we'll listen to your story in a short while, Ben. But first up is everybody's favourite bald South African. it's Alan, not a sore loser, Benny.
Oh, God. 1 point in it. I mean, never mind. 3 World Cups, eh? Man tries to dodge COVID vaccine using a fake arm. A man in Italy who wanted proof of vaccination but didn't want to get the shot attempted to trick medical workers using a fake arm, according to a local nurse. Nurse Philippa Bau in the city of
Bile.
First noticed something was amiss pretty quickly. When I uncovered the arm, I felt skin that was cold and gummy and the colour was too light. She told Italian newspapers. She said that at first she thought he had an actual prosthetic arm and he had simply accidentally offered her the wrong one. But that was not the case. The man was wearing a covering on his torso with 2 rubber foam arms attached. The man ultimately admitted that his goal had been to obtain a COVID-19 vaccine certificate without receiving the shot. She said last month, Italy mandated the Venus bars, restaurant and theatres, among others, that proves the holder either has been vaccinated against COVID-19 or had the illness and recovered. According to the Times, the man who is a dentist, also needed proof of vaccination for work. For work? Oh, my goodness. There we are. What do we reckon to that?
It makes me very mistrusting of people now. All these stories and more stories we tell, I just think, like, this one especially, why would you work? as a dentist, so hygiene and all that business is supposed to be paramount, and he's knocking around, winking and Bernie arms. Just get the shot, you knobhead. No one's trying to control us. No one's trying to track us. Bill Gates isn't putting Microsoft Windows in us. It's just shut up.
That's it. Well, for me, I'm in two minds about it. So I've had the vaccine. Okay, so I'm double jabbed. I'm not going to go for the booster. Let's be honest about this. I'm 41 years old. I'm not going to die if I get COVID. I've had COVID. You know, I'm fine. I'd rather other people that need it first get it, and you know, and let's have the rollout. And then by the time it gets round to someone my age, it's going to be fucking March anyway. So it's going to start.
Actually, it's already around for people your age.
What?
Yeah, yeah, you are. Yeah, no, they've rolled it out super quick. In fact, they were saying that they should be doing under 40s probably before Christmas.
Oh, all right, okay, well, I might do, who knows? But anyway, but I also believe that it should be a freedom of choice, yeah? For me, right, if you're wearing a helmet on a motorbike and I'm not wearing a helmet on a motorbike, yeah, when I crash my motorbike, I might die. You will not die because I've crashed my motorbike. Do you get what I mean? Like, if you crash yours, you're still going to live. So it doesn't need, not everybody needs to be vaccinated for the vaccine to work in the people that are vaccinated.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that it lowers your ability to catch it. And also, with you, if you catch it, you've got the ability to spread it. So the people who aren't vaccinating have got a higher proportionality of spreading. Like the motorbike scenario.
But it's still freedom of choice. Nobody should have to be coerced, especially not like, I don't agree with what Austria have done and saying, well, you know, that's it. If you've not got the vaccine, you're not allowed out of the house. Yeah. Nobody should be coerced into putting something into their body that they don't want to put into it. No matter how much people disagree with that statement, it doesn't matter how much you disagree with somebody. You cannot force somebody to do something that they don't want to do to their own body. It's that fucking simple. It's that person's choice. Freedom of choice is what makes the human race the human race. Okay? So this guy obviously doesn't want to do it, but his employer is saying, well, you're going to get sacked if you don't, which again, that's obviously up to courts to do or whatever, but it's his choice. However, that said, it's just a fucking jab, man. Just go and get it. I wanted to go on holiday. So my whole opinion on it was, I've had COVID. I probably don't need to get vaccinated. However, I want to go on bloody holiday. So for me to go on holiday, I needed to be double jabbed. So do you know what I did? Just went and fucking took the vaccine, because I've put worse things in my body, lads. We all know that.
See, this is the key argument for me. Like, apart from the effort it must have taken him to get hold of two prosthetic arms and a dummy torso, yeah, is incredible. But the other thing is, I find, this is a massive generalisation, but I find the people that are against the vaccination, like, oh, you know, I don't want to be told what to put in my body, as they're huffing down on some vape juice or eating processed food or smoking or drinking. I'm like, that's cool, but don't hide behind the shield of, I don't want things that I'm not too sure of in my body, because I'll come round to your house and put lots of things in your body whilst you're asleep.
Yeah.
We had a fella at the rugby club. And he said to me, he's like, oh, I haven't got the vaccine. I said, oh, why not? He goes, oh, I just haven't got the bottle. I said, you don't have to bring a bottle. They give one to you. I mean, what's interesting is the guy basically, because he's a medical professional, isn't he? He's a dentist. So he's a scientist as well. And he knows, he injects, like, you know, Novocaine into people, and he numbs people's mouths on a day-to-day basis. And he's got surely a fine awareness of medicine and the process and the procedures it goes through, and he thought what he would do is hoodwink people with a prosthetic arm, as if to say these nurses who have been dishing out the vaccine 5,000 a day or thereabouts won't know the difference between skin and rubber.
I love the use of the two adjectives. What did you say? Something and gummy.
Rubbery and gummy.
Rubbery, gummy. I would use those two adjectives to describe some of the people we used to work with.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Also, if we think about it, if you can get a leg for $2,000 in Austria, an arm's probably about $1,000.
Eddie,
so he could have just got a fake arm and then got. Do you know what I mean? Jab away, son.
Could you just imagine if she'd have been like this? This arm feels cold. It looks like your arm died 3 months ago. It's got loads of holes in it as well. Yeah, we just pass it around to everyone that doesn't want the vaccine. Dripping out vaccine out of the fingernail. I know that it is a stupid length to go to. I just think, you know, at times like that, just fucking get it. But I, as I said, I understand where people are coming from. It's their own choice. They shouldn't have to be coerced into doing anything they don't want to do. And certainly no goddamn government's going to tell me what to do. Apart from all the laws that they create that I have to abide by. So maybe that's just the world in which we live.
I really, really don't like, and sorry to get all serious for a minute, there's a rise in aggression and hostility towards people who still wearing masks. I've seen like articles where people have been on buses or in shops and they're being confronted and like, you know, threatened and, you know, people being really aggressive towards them. I'm like, have we just, like you've pointed out, it is a choice. Have you just lost sight of what it is to be human? Like, you are allowed to choose. As long as the thing you're not choosing is to the detriment of somebody else. Like, wearing a mask, I mean, how can people get angry about that? So what I'm doing is I'm stopping you getting ill. That's what I'm doing by doing this. And they're like, you sheep, you dickhead. I'm like, well, fair one, mate. But I'm just being considerate.
It definitely goes the other way, though, as well. When people that wear masks see people that don't wear masks, and then they go mad at people for not wearing a mask, and you're like, yeah, but there could be a reason, an inherent reason why that person is not wearing a mask, or it could just be the fact that they don't want to. But again, it's, you know, the law. I know that you have to wear them on public transport and in retail, because at the moment we're lucky at the moment in hospitality, because the virus doesn't live in pubs at the moment. So it's okay. No. So like, my pub was absolutely rammed every day last week, and we had about 4 people wearing masks, like, coming in, and I'm like, thanks for protecting us all, but it's okay. You don't need to. Virus didn't get in that door.
Isn't it phenomenal that when lockdown first happened, they were basically chastising pubs for spreading the virus. And now they're saying, don't live there. Don't worry about it, as you were.
It's mad how hospitality was to blame in 2019, but now in 2021, Boris has gone, no, I don't want to wear a mask when I go to the boozer. So, you know what? Nor does anyone. It's just mad. The whole world is absolutely mad. Just stop it. I want to get off. That's what I want to do. I mean, not like get off.
Moment, can you?
No, can't do that at the moment. Not with my massive balls.
Right. Let's not dedicate any time to talking about that custard gannet. Bloated sack of dog shit.
He'll still voted in, mate. He'll get voted in every year.
Is there any lengths you'd go to avoid a medical procedure? You know, like maybe a vasectomy or something. Is there anything you'd do to extreme lengths you'd go to?
The fuck is this, man? Who's had a vasectomy? Why do you keep on mentioning that?
It's just the first medical procedure that came to my mind.
I don't know. Don't get me wrong, I'm a coward, but I'm a coward who basically will just have to take it sometimes. I'd do the procedure. I'll get boosted when it's offered to me. I'll do whatever. Just, do you know what I mean? Save my ass is my opinion. Save my ass.
Save my ass. Then afterwards, I can think about my children and my wife.
But how would you feel, though, Al, if you went to go for an amputation and then just took the wrong limb off?
I'd be well pissed off. As soon as I saw them draw a cross on it, I'd be like, what the fuck are you actually trying to do here?
Yeah.
Can you turn you're trying to kill me?
You just, as you're falling asleep, you'd be like, is this one?
Imagine if you're like having a vasectomy and they cut your ass tube instead.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. So if anyone hasn't guessed, any of the listeners, then that's why I'm in pain.
Because they cut his arse tube.
No, they didn't.
They snipped his love spuds.
They've snipped me love spuds, that's it. Can't have any more kids, I'm a Jaffa. There we go. Apparently, I've still got quite a lot of active semen, so I need to get rid of that over the next few weeks. Honestly, I can't think of anything worse at the moment.
Mate, that is going to be my line when I get caught. I've just got a lot of active semen that I need to displace.
just get out and just get it gone.
I need to help my semen migrate from myself into the sun. Cheers, cheers.
Cheers, boys. Benji, you've got something exciting for us. Lay it on thick. Our little unique friend Brendan over here.
What did you say, sorry? What did you say?
Our little unique friend, Brendan.
God.
Family's pet dog that killed ducks and chickens turns out to be a fox. The animal... which was named Run Run by its owners, has fled the family home in Peru and now is being pursued by ecological police and wildlife officials. I didn't even know those things existed.
You could say it's on the Run Run.
Oh, man. You don't want to get on the wrong side of ecological police. I hear they shoot a lot of black bears. Nope. A family's pet dog that angered neighbours by killing and eating ducks and chickens turned out to be a fox. Maribel Stiletto brought a new pup from a small shop in central Lima, Peru, believing it was a young dog. The animal, which they called Run Run, it hurts me every time I say that, initially played happily with other pet dogs in the neighbourhood, but as it grew up, signs emerged that something wasn't quite right. Run Run showed a real passion for chasing and killing ducks and chickens in a move that angered the local community. The pet turned out to be an Andean fox, which has thin legs, a bushy tail, a pointed head and prominent ears, all the characteristics one would attribute to a fox.
A fox.
Run Run ran away. Well, Run Run ran away from a home 2 days ago, and ecological police and officials of the state, National Forest and Wildlife Service, SURF4, are now looking for him and take him to a special centre or zoo. They spent $13 on this fox dog, and it killed all their chickens and ducks. So a lady told us it had eaten 3 large guinea pigs. Oh, man, indiscriminate murder. Miss Saletto said, lamenting because she had to pay the owners for the dead animals. She got gypped, paid $13 for a purebred puppy and got a chicken murdering fox.
$13 for a purebred puppy, and they didn't think anything was amiss. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's bloody cheap, isn't it? Obviously, in lockdown, they were going for about $3,500. They must have been like, I'm on for a right bargain here, lads.
Wish this dog's got posable thumbs. Let's take it home.
I like the line where they say he had a real passion for killing chickens and ducks.
Oh, mate. Not like he did it a lot. That's all he woke up for. Like, oh, just get up, go to bed, do some press-ups next morning. Where are they? Where are they? Give me some chickens and ducks.
Then you've got, as well, the State National Forest and Wildlife Services, also known as SURF4. I mean, they must be watching the Avengers and looking at S.H.I.E.L.D. thinking, fuck, those guys.
Why?
That's where it's at. I'm chasing a puppy fox, man.
Did you know there was such a thing as ecological police?
No, I didn't. But I'm okay with it, I think.
I'm glad they're there, because otherwise, you know, who know what would happen? There'd be dead chickens and dead ducks everywhere.
What, I wonder what else the ecological police do. Do they, like, you know, if you're using a can of deodorant that's not got the protection from CFCs, do you reckon they're like, oh my God, yeah, that's it, get down on the floor. We're fining you £1.26. Make the ozone layer a little bit thinner. Do you reckon that's what happens? Or if you, like, if you keep your radiators on for like an extra half an hour, then they're kicking your door down.
Kick your door, man.
Telling you that it's your global warming is your fault.
Or is it like, you know, those ones, the highway, the motorway sort of like police people? And every now and again you drive past them and you think to yourself, you've got no jurisdiction here.
That's what highway control. You're thinking of motorway assistants, you know, the ones that are in the cars, motorway service people.
Yes.
They look like plod, but they're not plod.
They're not plod, no. So I reckon it's like you think to yourself, well, I'm breaking into a bank, and then the ecological police come. You're pulling the V's at them, thinking, you know,
They're
as
just
long
like,
as I don't use single-use plastic for this robbery, I'm sound.
Do you think that they're just like, they've got the same kind of powers as community support officers?
Yeah.
So like, you know, when they're like, you need to stop, and you're like, oh, I don't need to fucking do anything you told me to do. You just rent a cop. You're just literally wearing a uniform, but that's all you're doing. Go away.
I was once told that that's what they call the special community officers. So that, yeah. Again, they look like police, but they don't have police powers. I was once told that someone I know was stopped by them, and they said, if you persist with this behaviour, we'll call the police.
Yeah.
So essentially, they're just like every other person who's not a police then. So
yeah.
If crime was happening in me, I'd be like, right, I'll call the police. I wouldn't go through the middleman and go, I tell you what, I'm going to call my dad first.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and that's true. I think what they can do is they can issue you with fines for certain things, but only for certain things. But yeah, they can't make any arrests. So if you're just like, all right, okay, what, you've caught me stealing? Okay, well, see ya.
You have to wait here until the police come. No,
yeah, that's it. We can apprehend you. You can't actually, because you're 63 years old, and I'm not. So, and I've got a TV in my hands.
Pop this 84-year-old leg while I get the rest of the money. I reckon that story that we talked about the story we talked about last year when we recorded, about those penguins and the bees. The ecological police would have had a field day there. That would have been like Jonestown for them.
The ecological 5-0. I can't wait. When they bring out the TV series of the Ecological 5-0, it's got, you know, Scott Kahn, Book of Dano, Scott Kahn. Paper.
Where did that name come from?
Well, he's in Hawaii 5-0, wasn't he?
Oh, is he? Oh, sorry.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I did not know. So back to this. How many, does it say how many ducks were maimed during the making of this story?
I think the quantifier many was used. There was definitely a confirmed case of 3 Guinnesside. So 3 Guineas died.
So bringing a fox home, obviously buying a dog, in inverted commas, for $10 or whatever it was, and then taking it home and then just going, do you know what? Let's just let it out and amongst all the ducks and the guinea pigs and all the other things that we've got in our fucking house. Yeah. And then the next day when they wake up and there's just blood everywhere and it looks like a scene from CSI and the fox is there with feathers coming out of its mouth, like, I've had a great night. Thank you.
This dog is proper shady.
Yeah.
So it's a puppy.
Why would you do that? Oh, right, you're telling me to run? No problem. I'll do it twice.
It's a puppy. It's a young
pox, yeah.
And it's got that big a killer instinct within inside it. Mate, when it grows up, it's going to tag a full town.
Mate, I tell you what, when it grows up, I am so glad that loads of Tories are going to hunt it.
Yeah, that's the only time I'm for fox hunting. And also, I'd like to point out...
Get it hunted.
Dumbass, why would you think about naming your dog Run Run and then when you're in the park calling its name, it's just going to fuck off. Isn't it? It's gonna keep running. Run Run! Run Run!
That's it. That's definitely not going to have any recall, is it? That's going to be like my dog.
So there you go, boys.
Very enjoyable.
Do we have a little quizzy quiz quiz?
We have a Christmas special quiz.
Christmas special quiz. Can anyone remember the score? I can't remember the
8-3.
Score.
8-3.
Mate, that you're talking absolute drizzle, 8-3. I've got more of a lead than that.
This is episode 12. We're at, I've just released 11. 8-3. I was going to say, what's the point in doing a quiz? Because I'm so far behind, I cannot even hear you.
Yeah.
No, this is a good one. So welcome to the Bend On Championship. The current score is 8-3 to Brendan. This week, we bring a quiz with a festive slant. So, gentlemen, I have got here the 3-disc compilation that is now That's What I Call Christmas.
I love it.
At least it's not on tape.
So I've basically had to print it off because there's a lot of songs. But what I would like you to do is I would like you to have 5 goes each to try and accumulate as many songs as you can that are on disc 1.
Oh, mate.
Yes. only on disc one. Benny, you up first?
Yep.
I think that's pretty good. Okay, so naming songs on disc one of naming songs that are on disc one of Now That's What I Call Christmas. Ben, well, you're up first. Go.
All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
It's not on disc one, is the long and short of that.
Cool. What a great, great start. Probably one of the famous Christmas songs ever.
Isn't it? Mate, honestly, I'm thinking if that's not on there, then half of these aren't going to be on there.
Wait, hang on. I nearly found it. Oh, it's the longest list in the world.
If it's not a disc one, I don't give a shit, mate.
Yeah, I'm not bothered what disc it's on, Alan. Honestly, I don't give a shit. Listeners, I hope you're all hanging onto the edge of your seat here whilst Alan tells you which disc it's on, which is part of the quiz, just so you can fast forward to that disc if you ever buy a CD again.
Done.
Hello?
Your turn.
Wham. Last Christmas.
Last Christmas. Number one on disc one. Brendan's away. Benji.
Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Yeah, no, that's number four on disc one.
You know what? I am going to go back through all the quizzes and check, because I don't think you are checking my answers properly, you arsehole.
I am. Brendan, second guess.
Step Into Christmas, Elton John.
Number two. Oh, what a great song. Well done. Benji.
Shaking Stevens, Merry Christmas, Everyone.
Oh, that was my next one, Ben.
It's not on disc one.
Yes!
Is this a joke?
It's on disc two, track seven.
I don't care. If it's not disc one, mate, I don't care. You shitbag.
I'm gonna go for Everyone's Obvious, Fairy Tale of New York.
Number one on disc three.
What? That's not on disc one, mate.
Number one on disc three, Ben.
White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Number 22 on disc one. You're good.
So that's two all, yeah?
That's now two all.
Ben's had four goes over three. Right, okay. Gotta be Slade.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Number three on disc one.
Oh, happy days.
Ben, you've got to get this to stay in the game.
Oh, shit. It doesn't matter, does it? I'm going to go with Let It Snow.
No, it's not on disc one.
Even though I've won, I was going to go with Darkness.
No, it's not on there.
Don't let the bell end.
So that one, we have our victor for the Christmas quiz. Now That's What I Call Christmas. I suggest you all go out and purchase it. It's a cracking album. But yeah, Brendan wins 3-2.
Al, go out and purchase it. Where are they going to? Our price. go and get it from Woolworths, everybody. Don't just download it on Spotify. No, go out, make the journey. Go and get it.
You've just introduced the word Spotify into Alan's vernacular now. He's like, I've got to find out what that is.
I didn't even know what a podcast was until about the fourth week of doing this.
still recording off the radio, Al. I'm only bitter, mate. I'm only bitter because I lost the quiz.
Oh, God. I remember doing that, where you had to press play and record at the same time, eh?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And you'd always try and pause out there and in at number one.
So, do you want to go through the list of what's on disc one?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't think of anything worse. How many tracks are there, first of all?
22.
22? Oh,
yeah, then no. No, not there are 22 tracks and Ben couldn't even get three. Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks, it was good fun. Well done. Sorry, Ben.
No, don't be.
I'm not.
And how my parents feel.
Right, so thank you all for listening. We were Brendan,
Alan,
Benjamin.
And why did they do that? If you have any stories that you find interesting, please let us know. We'll try and talk about them. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did making it. Hopefully, this episode comes out one day before, I don't know, the dawn of time. So,
Christmas 2022.
Yeah, that's it. We're all talking about Christmas special. Ben will be like, I can't bring that out in March. please subscribe to follow our podcast to get the most recent episode straight away.
That's still true. That's still factually correct.
You don't need to keep on pressing refresh every week. We'll bring them out when we're good and fucking ready. And if you've got a complaint, go to Ofcom. I don't care. You shouldn't either. Piss off.
Do you know what? You two should need to be careful, man, because if you want to take pot shots about how long it takes me to turn an episode around, I'll cut all your dialogue out, so it's just you two laughing, so it makes me sound like a genius.